Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Yeah, I find it very funny that J.B. Pritzker not only fancies himself a national political figure, like someone who could be president, but he gets that attention because he's got a big mouth and the lefties love him, like Stephen Colbert.
Everything's on the table. I mean, we got to fight fire with fire. Mm-hmm. They've frankly tossed the rule book out, and they're just acting in an unconstitutional fashion. And what we're going to have to do is whatever it takes to preserve democracy.
Yeah, it's always preserving democracy, says the guy in the most gerrymandered right. state probably in the entire nation. Now, he's talking about everything with the Texas Dems, who apparently, you know, I think we heard yesterday that they were heading back to Texas to take the vote in the House. They voted in the Senate to pass the new districts.
The great heroes of the Texas House Democratic Caucus decided the only thing they could do in order to stop it was leave Texas. And where did they decide to come to? The safe haven of the state of Illinois, where we're going to protect him and take care of him.
Now, I did not see that segment. I think it was from Friday night. But I would bet you a fair amount of money that there was zero pushback from Colbert. Colbert never probably said. Because, look, it would be a fair question in any interview, you know, setting with J.B. Pritzker to say, yeah, but, you know, have you looked at your map and what the Democrats did in Illinois? Because it's pretty bad. That's where I, you know, struggle with some of this stuff, because when they're in power, and they always are in Illinois, they do as much as they possibly can to protect these seats. Right now, we have Mark Bachnick on the phone. He was a state rep from 2015 to 2023. He was the House Republican floor leader for a while. He's a policy advisor for the Illinois Policy Institute. Mark, how are you? Welcome to the show here in St. Louis at 97.1 FM Talk.
Yeah, I'm great. I'm great to be talking across the river to the great free state of Missouri.
You know, I say that a lot about Missouri, comparing it to Illinois. I grew up the first 14 years of my life in the north suburbs of Chicago, and I'm a proud Missourian. I've lived here more than any other place. I've lived in Wisconsin as well, and we don't typically do a lot of the nanny state nonsense that you do in Illinois. But one of the problems is we have Republican majorities. We've had Democrat governors and attorney generals and even some members of the legislature in leadership positions, but it's been a while. But there is just no grasp of any kind of control by Republicans in Illinois, mainly because of Cook County, right?
Yeah, that's obviously a big part of it. And obviously, JB's dollars has a big part of it. But you know, has the bigger part of it? Corruption and gerrymandering. I mean, you have a state that's, you know, 44-45% Republican, yet we have, what, 17-18% of the congressional seats because of the exact same thing that JB Pritzker hypocritically says he's fighting against, which is, you know, you're getting my collar burning, and it burns a lot, but there's a lot we can go through.
Well, let's go through it, because you wrote a piece about this, and I saw it on Real Clear Politics. Now, one of your perspectives was, and I hope you're right about this, that he is losing favor with Illinois voters, but he's sort of focusing on this national run right now. I mean, those of us who see him on a regular basis, and look, I don't cover Illinois politics as much, nearly as much as I do Missouri politics, but you can see the bozo that's leading Illinois on a regular basis because he opens his big mouth and he wants the attention, and he gets the attention. Look, he's on Colbert, he's on The View, he's on these other shows, right?
Yeah, but this is the thing. He's chasing. He's being the anti-Trump in everything. I could give you a ton of examples. He's calling Trump's tariffs a tax on the working class. Well, we're not seeing that in the numbers, number one. But number two, you know it's a tax on the working class? Doubling the gas tax and then having an annual automatic increase of the gas tax. Increasing the cell phone tax to number one in the nation. We are now the number one highest property taxes in the nation. Those are taxes on the working class, and those are things that are happening on his watch. He's talking about the L.A. riots and about how it was bad that Trump brought in the National Guard. Well, if there are riots in my city, I'd want some help pushing those riots. He's calling for protests and speeches and disruption. You know what? We just want to get to the airport. We don't want people blocking the highway. We want those people arrested and put away for a long time. So he's doing things to pander to the left to try to win a Democratic primary for president, kind of not noticing that it has a general election for governor coming up. And his poll numbers are finally, since the first time I've been paying attention to it, are now upside down because people are paying attention to the fact in Illinois that, hey, I don't want protests in the street. I don't want all this stuff. I want my property tax lowered. I want safer streets. And he's not providing those things.
Even on the, you know, and this is true with Gavin Newsom and some of the other leading Democrats nationally. I mean, he's way on the other side of the trans issue, even though a majority of Democrats, you know, still think that it's a problem that biological boys play against girls in sports. But he's gone out there on that tangent and a bunch of other things. And you even pointed out, look, Kamala Harris won Illinois, but she won with 53.4% of the vote. Democrats occupy 82% of the congressional seats. And I don't know how that, you know, matches up with the Illinois numbers in Springfield, but probably pretty close if I had to guess.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. There's some pretty horribly gerrymandered seats. They have a supermajority in both the House and the Senate. So, you know, the Republicans in Illinois can't stop anything because of gerrymandering. And I'm sure you know the history of corruption that's happened in Illinois. And the corruption raised the money that gave them control that allowed them to gerrymander. So it's not like anybody on the Democratic side really has clean hands on this. The seats that they got, many of them were ill-gotten. But for somebody that talks about protecting the democracy, let me tell you how partisan J.B. Pritzker is. They do capital projects in every budget, and they only give money to Democrats. So last time I checked, Republicans in Republican districts and Democrats who live in Republican districts pay taxes to the state of Illinois. But when they do capital projects like, hey, you need a road fix, you need a stoplight over here at a dangerous intersection, all these sorts of things, there's capital money that's doled out. It's only doled out to Democratic state reps and legislators. And this is a guy that is incredibly hypocritical. I don't know how difficult it's going to be for the national media to pick up on that. But, you know, from gerrymandering to protecting democracy, he really doesn't have a leg to stand on.
Well, I think he was even in the news the last couple of days. I used to talk quite a bit about Mike Madigan and the
situation. What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can, like, express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
situation with him. And then finally, after, I mean, that guy controlled the legislature for what? Literally 3.5 decades, if not 4 decades, right? Until he was convicted, and he's got a 7.5-year prison sentence that's playing out right now. I mean, but the grip that he held on Springfield and the way that that all went down for literally decades was just stunning. And it never really got the national attention that it deserved.
No, 4 decades. And he's the longest serving Speaker of the House in the history of the United States, longest-serving, you know, state-level, obviously, Speaker of the House in the history of the United States. And you know, we had an occasional governor, but they couldn't get anything done because the Speaker of the House is so powerful in controlling what bills get voted on. You know, they blame Rounder for not passing a budget. Well, I always like to give people a civic lesson. It's the General Assembly that passes the budget, not the Republican governor or Democratic governor. So there's been a lot of corruption and bad things, and frankly, JB sat by. He didn't call for Madigan to resign. There was a lot of corruption, a lot of issues with the way the speaker's staff treated women, and he just sat by and let that go because he was more interested in gaining power and becoming governor than he was interested in doing the right thing. And one last thing I want to toss in here: JB's been chasing every issue that Pritzker's had, whether it be the gerrymandering or the No King's Day or the L.A. riots or the transgender issue, all this stuff. You notice he's finally silent about what's happening in D.C. with the National Guard. That's because he would look like a fool if he tried to say he wouldn't want that done in Chicago, where we desperately need help, where crime has been horrible for a long time under Democratic rule. He's finally realized that maybe I shouldn't stick my neck out on this one.
That's interesting. I didn't know. So he's keeping his lips shut, and he doesn't do that very often. I mean, that's a whole other topic. Brandon Johnson, this guy in Chicago, it's unbelievable.
Oh, the school situation, we spent $31,000 per student. We pay for Mercedes, and we get a Yugo education in the city. Brandon Johnson's situation, that's a disaster. But from a safety standpoint, some of the laws that have been passed and the soft on crime, people don't want it. People want good schools, they want safe streets, and they want reasonable taxation. And right now in Illinois, you can't really say we're getting any of the three. And if you're going to be the governor of poll after poll, not just the one that I talked about, poll after poll shows that out of any state in the nation, Illinois is the one that people want to move out the most. I don't know how you can be the leader of that state for 2 terms with a supermajority in the House and Senate and get away unscathed. If you're the leader of a state people want to leave, that says a little bit about your record and how you're governing.
You know, for the longest time, and this has not been in the news in Missouri as much, but we've had, you know, voter ID has been debated for literally decades. And when I was in Wisconsin, we talked about voter ID. And whenever we talked about voter ID here, you had people that were claiming it was disenfranchising voters. I've always, Mark, made the case that the true disenfranchised voters are the millions of Illinois residents who live outside and south of Cook County because they don't have a voice. That's kind of one of the points here. They simply do not have a voice in national or in local issues or Illinois issues, which is kind of stunning and sad when you think about it.
Yeah, and for the longest time, Illinois was kind of governed from the center. We had a lot of where the House and Senate were run by Democrats, but you had a governor that was Republican going back to the 90s and whatnot. The Democrats that were there for a long time were fairly moderate. You've taken this hard turn to the left. It's accelerated the last 8 years under this governor, and it's really accelerating with his ambitions for president because he knows that the path is to win the Democratic nomination for president. And to do that, you have to be a far lefty. And it's just not good, and it's not fair. It's why we don't have a tier 1 candidate for governor yet. There's a couple more people looking at it. But if we had somebody, despite JB's money, if we had a strong Republican governor for governor, I think this is a situation where you could pull off the surprise.
Is he up then in 26 next year? Is that the race?
Yeah, he's up in 26. And that's really the big issue because he's running to the left while he has to run to the center for governor, and it is hard to do both of those things at the same time. Frankly, I think some consultants probably talked him into doing it. If I was advising him, I wouldn't try to do both at the same time because of that issue, but sometimes political consultants like to make money.
Now, Mark, do you have to give Pritzker just a little bit of credit because, unlike most Illinois governors, he's not yet wearing an orange jumpsuit?
That's the standard we have in Illinois. that's our standard. So far, we're 2 for our last 2. We're going to try and continue that streak. A little disappointed he didn't say anything about the corruption that was going on under his watch in the House and Senate. But I guess we'll give him a little credit for not walking out in handcuffs.
Well, stay on him. Mark Backnang, thank you so much for coming on here on 97.1 FM Talk in St. Louis. Appreciate it.
Appreciate the
all
time.
Right. Yeah, take
get more at 97.1talk.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.